USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The federal probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents before taking office now extends to an examination of Obama-era security measures and White House procedures. Investigators led by Special Counsel Robert Hur have interviewed numerous witnesses, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, over the course of 9 months. They've questioned a wide range of former aides, from high-level advisors to executive assistants, and even one White House attorney. Sources present during interviews suggest instances of carelessness during Biden's vice presidency have been uncovered. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on a picket line in Michigan today, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay raise.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is urging House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. Some conservative lawmakers are pushing for significant spending cuts in any funding bill. A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his federal bribery charges. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside a vehicle.
The incident happening last night along G Street between 14th and 15th Streets. U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers were on a routine patrol and checked out a parked vehicle with ammunition in plain view. When the occupants returned, two individuals were questioned, searched, and taken into custody without incident on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. I'm Corey Myers.
UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertising full and part-time roles, and they're now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. The positions are open nationwide. Two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell the pair of front row balcony seats for over $250,000. The tickets, dated April 14, 1865, correspond to Section D, seats 41 and 42, which place them directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. Good news for TV fans, the Hollywood writer's strike nearing its end, and your beloved shows might return soon. According to Variety magazine, late-night talk shows could be back on the air by either the week of October 2nd or the week of October 9th. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.